My name is Rune Sarma Hofstetter. I'm a senior lecturer at Hedmark University College. And my interest areas is special needs education, philosophy of education, and youth studies. I have written this article, The Constant Transformation and Reconfiguration of the Educational Knowledge Through the Internet, Lessons from Norway, with Stephen Hare.
It's a bit of a long title, and we'll try and come a little bit into the content of it. My name is Stephen Dobson. I'm professor in education at Lillehammer University College. I'm also interested in more theoretical kind of philosophy of education discussions and also assessment practices and the theory of them.
So, Stephen, what is this article about?
Well, we were thinking, you know, a lot of educational reforms are introduced for different reasons in different national contexts. And you might say one of the reasons is that politicians or teachers of something that they feel isn't functioning in a good manner or for some reason. Another reason might be that it's fashionable, but our kind of idea, the guiding idea here is that maybe there's a constant change of what counts as good knowledge and knowledge that can be used in reforms, among other things, and we're trying to develop a theory or a model to account for this.
Mm-hmm. So how have you written it?
Well, we've looked at a debate that's been going on in sociology and taken some of their concepts. It was a debate about public sociology. And if you kind of take those ideas, you have four kinds of educational knowledge. One of them is that produced by professionals, teachers. One is policy makers. And the third one is what we'd all like to say we do, and that's produce critical knowledge. And the fourth one is knowledge for the public sphere. We built a model around those kinds of education.
Mm-hmm. And we have a bit empirical stuff in it also.
Yeah, we've used two examples. One example is about national tests in Norway, where there was a big debate about this. And we've looked at the kind of knowledge that was created in this debate. It wasn't the old newspaper articles kind of debate. It was this move along using different forms of technology and, of course, the internet. That was example number one. The second one, we were looking at, again, the role of it. You said the intellectual and what happens and how they participate in these four kinds of knowledge, you know, this critical knowledge, public knowledge and things.
So, what have we found out?
Well,
I could answer that, but it's up to you.
Yeah, I think what we've tried to do, we've tried to generate a model which we hope is generative and can be used in different contexts and can say something about the changing or the transformation of educational knowledge. And I think that's really what we're saying, is that we hope that people will try and apply this knowledge, refine it.
So, do you think someone would read it?
Well, the format is a typical academic journal, so we hope that academics will read it, but maybe students as well, who have to research and do assignments.
Yes, we have a big party discussing the Norwegian boycott of the public school tests, or the official school test in Norway that was introduced a few years ago, and that created a lot of debate, and maybe this is part of this also, so it could be interesting for students.
Yeah, I think so, and that's us trying to be critical educationists, I suppose, and developing that kind of knowledge.
Yeah.